J.D. Darnell is a resident of Jeffrey City and has served as sheriff's deputy since the 1970s. The town is a lot quieter now than it was during the last uranium boom, which brought miners to the region and plenty of excitement. That was all over by the mid-80s. Darnell looks back on Jeffrey City then and now.
The first company that ever came in here was Western Nuclear, and that was 1957 when the town started. It was a pretty wild and woolly operation. Big percentage of the population was single guys. It was a real transient type population. You know, you'd have several hundred people move in 1 week, and a month later they'd move out, and there'd be a whole nother set moved in replacing them. There for couple of years, we were right around 5,100 people. There were three deputies besides myself. Pretty much day in, day out, you could expect at least one bar fight and probably at least one or two family fights. Kept you going pretty much 24/7. There was a considerable amount of controlled substances being abused around the area. So pretty wild time. We had Jefferson City newspaper, a deputy county attorney stationed here. Once a week they'd come out and hold court out here. We had our own bank. We had three restaurants with bars attached, two liquor stores, three service stations, the Daylight Donut franchise, had a little Montgomery Ward's outlet store, a Cobra tire shop, two grocery stores, a Napa store, had a lumber yard and a glass shop, car wash and a laundromat, had a little pizza shop. They had three different shifts going to these different mines, so you had kind of one shift working and one shift sleeping and one shift partying. So it was quite the bustling little place. When I was in my 20s, that was just fine. Right now, being in my 60s, the current status is just fine. Got everybody just scattered at the four winds. Same way with most of the housing here. Most of the houses, they packed up onto house movers. There's houses from Jeffrey City and Lander, Riverton, Casper, Rollins. There's at least one in Fort Collins. Just everywhere you look, you can find a house that used to be in Jeffrey City, Wyoming at one time. And especially in the summers, there'll be an outfit kind of driving around, stopping here all over town sort of thing. And it's somebody that, I lived here in 1978 for 2-3 years. They're passing through and they decide to stop and look at the old hometown, so to speak. And so I run into quite a few of them just about all the time. Mostly it's pretty peaceable. There's not a whole lot going on. I was raised on a ranch west of here, so the area has always pretty much been home. And after 61 years, it kind of grows on you.